On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning came on your smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she choose her.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria!
It's Tory Tuesday. I can prove it. Here's Tory.
Woohoo!
Welcome back. You were gone for a while.
It's gone for a couple years.
It's a couple of years.
I had to do my time. I did the crime, so it's only fair.
Wow. That's what happens when you don't pay your taxes, my friend.
You know what? What are taxes?
Well, apparently you found out.
Ruby Ridge.
Happy Tuesday to you. We've moved to Tuesday.
I love it because it's illiterate.
Well, also the Monday thing got tired.
Literate? I mean, it's alliteration.
It is illiterate. It's very illiterate.
Mondays are awful. I mean, I couldn't even help them. Tuesday's much better. We're halfway through the week, sort of, kind of.
So here she is, Tory Lagarde. She's an actress. She's a humorist. She is an oracle.
I know who's texting me before they text. It's getting to that point. It's actually...
Really?
It's getting better.
You got pretty
my
scary.
Oracle skills.
At a point, you started predicting football games.
Oh, yeah. It's not football season, but I'll be back to that.
Well, you did that when it was football season, and we were very accurate on most of them.
And how long this has been running, and I know what time it is.
Very, very scary.
It's weird. I'm a weirdo, but that's okay.
I mean, if you go out to lunch with her, before you even go out to lunch, she says, that was a great meal. It's amazing how she does that. It's unbelievable. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
You were out of the state of Massachusetts where we recorded
went down
this
south
thing.
Where the talk like this. And I did a little of that just to annoy people because they had it coming, clearly.
What states did you visit?
Georgia and Florida.
Oh.
And I mean, I was right in Atlanta. I landed in Atlanta Airport. And let me just tell you, that airport is a mess.
Really?
If you've been there, you know. Mm. You know, and what I mean by that is the friendly south. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. People working in an airport are not friendly by any stretch of the imagination, and I don't care where it is.
Well,
Logan, anywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're international people. They're dealing with international people.
Yes, it's a hub. Yeah. Atlanta.
Absolutely. As soon as you leave the airport, people are offering you pie all the time.
Sometimes. There might have been some pie. I don't know.
Might have been some pie. I don't know.
But the one thing I really have to say about this, when you land at Atlanta Airport, I did not know this, and it's not in any other airport I've ever been in, which is interesting. Yeah. They have announcements coming over the loudspeaker. Mm-hmm. In the tram, and they have posters all over the airport about one thing.
What's that?
Human trafficking. Absolutely true.
Seriously.
And you can Google this. I knew nothing about it. So I started asking. It was blowing my mind. I'm like, is this a huge problem in Atlanta? And apparently it is, because again, it's this hub, this international place where they're bringing in people from wherever.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why Atlanta, though. Why wouldn't that be Miami or
something like that? Or San Francisco.
Or El Paso or something.
Yeah. And I know. But I haven't been to El Paso Airport, so I don't know. But Atlanta, it's like a huge thing. Yeah.
Is it as bad as, are there people in the airport actually saying, one of my bids for this lovely?
You think this be like back in the day.
Hey, buddy, come here. I got something for you.
But so I asked someone, and she said, someone lives there, and she said that she's seen women in restaurants that look, Russian or exotic, or like they're almost there against their will, but you can't say anything because you don't know. But she said it appears...
You sure it wasn't just Trump's wife?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. And then you went to Florida, apparently.
I did.
And how many different color pants did you see?
I didn't see, it was cold weather.
You didn't
again,
go to a golf course or anything?
I didn't. Okay. And in February down south, it's not as warm as you think, unless you go to Miami, unless you go really south. Yeah. But northern Florida, it's not as warm as you would think.
Yeah, you know, what I found the times that I've been in Florida is they're so used to the warmer weather
right.
for most of the year that when it turns like 60,
they freeze.
They freeze.
I know.
They actually ice up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird.
Except the transplants. The people that moved down there.
Right, the transplants.
the organ transplants.
The pods.
The pod people.
Right.
But, one more thing about the airport.
Sure.
Now, you've stood on those things that move.
Yeah, people movers.
Yeah, the people movers.
The human traffickers.
Partially, okay. maybe. But, yeah, they're to save time.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do when you're on it?
You walk.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm on it, and there's a big TSA lady, heavy lady in front of me, and she's not walking.
Right.
So these people that are trying to compete with me with their friggin' new Smyrna sweatshirts back then are trying to get by me. And I said, you're trying to get by me. You still got to get by her, and she's TSA, so I'd back down people.
Right, exactly.
You know, we don't do that up in Boston.
Yeah. You're supposed to stay on the left or the right or
exactly.
something.
Get out of the way.
It's like a traffic pattern.
Get TF out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, TSI.
TSA and TF.
TSO.
TF, you know what TF stands for. Or AF.
Well, yeah, they don't.
They're morons. They're morons. You just keep moving. It's to make you move faster, not to make you stand there, you lazy thing.
Yeah. I know.
Whatever.
It's the lazy people.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It is.
So, well, sometimes it's quite a distance to walk through those terminals. I mean, I've not been to Atlanta, but
one's you have to take a tram, and they didn't tell me. They let me walk They let me walk all the way down, and then I had to walk all the way back and get the tram.
Why are they so far apart?
It's a huge airport, man.
Well, man, they could have put the buildings closer.
Something. But the point is they made me walk and don't even tell me where you're supposed to go to get your stupid bag.
What if you had,
I mean. They're not nice there.
What if you had
they're
a condition?
Not accommodating.
What if you had a condition of some sort?
You're too bad.
Wow.
There's a British lady now walking all around. She didn't know either.
British lady.
They don't know. She came from Britain.
Yeah. Well, she's trafficked.
Could be, but she was older. I think they just traffic the young people that are able-bodied for all kinds of reasons.
Times have changed.
Well, yeah, she could be a good nanny, maybe. I don't know, but she was alone.
Maybe.
She wasn't trafficked. She was of her own
Free will.
Yeah.
Like a free-range chicken.
She was free-range.
Free-range.
There were many free-range people. We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
No one to guide us, Atlanta. Yeah. Listen up.
Well, free-range people tend to be tastier. Well, good to have you back in the saddle.
Hey, I was watching YouTube when I was down there.
Oh, no.
And I did not know.
I'm so sorry.
What else am I supposed to do?
I know.
But let me just tell you this about that.
What?
I didn't even know. When you watch an ad on YouTube, what do you think? It's coming. It's everybody's seeing it. It's a national ad.
Right.
It's not.
Ad.
They're localized.
Right. Oh, they are.
See what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
Oh.
I heard a Jacksonville Auto ad.
Huh.
So there you go.
I guess it can be localized.
It has to be now. They know your GPS. They know where you are. Your phone knows where you are, and it's going to give you ads.
Yeah.
That's intel right there. I didn't know YouTube did it, too.
Well, so
they zoned in on
do
where
this
I am.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now, yeah, you got to be careful.
Oh, why?
Well, because everybody knows where you are when you're on a phone.
Oh, that's
if
right.
If you were on a laptop or
okay.
a...
Okay, it may still be regional because it's still...
I don't know.
I'm getting that through the IP.
Oh, the IP. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know. Well...
the international pole?
It's an internet provider.
Oh, so it's like a free Wi-Fi?
And an ISP is internet service provider. It's the Wi-Fi wherever you are.
Because I was told never to use the public
Wi-Fi
for transactions.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I guess YouTube's safe enough.
Yeah, but I mean, even on data.
Yeah.
When I'm using my data, it's zoning in on these
that's what
towers.
That's what I understand. These companies like Verizon and Xfinity and those things. They say, yeah, we have Wi-Fi hotspots.
They do hotspots all over.
So you can get Wi-Fi public Wi-Fi all over the place.
But it's not public. You're still logging in with your password.
I know. But then they say, don't use it because it's not private enough. So thanks for making them all over the place,
I
but I can't use them.
Well, get a VPN.
Yeah, I know. And
it costs money.
I don't know why you're just talking.
I'm doing
initials.
Letters.
This whole society is full of letters.
It is.
All the agencies are letters. Everything's a letters. And most people don't know what the hell they're talking about, but they say it
and
like...
And they change them.
Yeah.
DSS became DCF.
Yeah, right.
You got to figure it out.
I don't...
You got to stay with the times, Ron. That's what Google engine's for.
I don't have
Google,
time
use
to
your
Google.
Google engine.
I don't need
they
to
They know where we are
stuff.
All the time anyway. Oh, when you take a picture, you know that metadata's on
yeah.
it. When you take a picture, it shows... You go to the details of your picture you take. Mm-hmm. It shows a map. And an address right where you were when you took that picture.
Yeah. Oh, that
so
I know.
So people can trap
that
you,
I know.
Find
I know
you,
that.
Whatever.
I know that. I found that helpful because have many pictures, and now I know exactly
like
when they were
too.
Taken.
I want to know.
Where was I? What day was I? Of course, you don't have to ask that because you're an
oracle. I'm an oracle. But
most people don't know when they took
still,
that picture.
I don't know, but I'd like to know where. I'm driving down the street. All of a sudden, I could pull out my phone.
Yeah.
I'm driving in the back of someone's car. I mean, I'm a passenger, and I just take a picture of my feet. Nothing. And that will show me where I was. I can go look at the data.
You need to know where your feet were at any given time. If you take a picture in somebody's home, you know where you were in their home.
Yeah, but what if I'm like being kidnapped? Well, why would I have my phone? They take that away. But then I click picture. Then I send the picture to someone, and they know where I am.
Well, now
you
got to
think ahead.
You're set up for trauma now. So
you have
perfect.
To. I've already
that's
starved wonderful. Myself. You got to set up for
that's
these
wonderful.
Things.
That's wonderful. Have you come up with any alternative greeting methods instead of shaking hands because of the
The virus?
Yeah.
It's COVID-19. More initials.
Well, we call it Corona.
Yeah. Like the beer. It was just confusing.
The
Trump people. Clearly.
Yeah. I mentioned a few days ago, I went into a bar and this guy said, can I have a Corona, please? And I thought, oh my God, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good.
What you do if you want to clear a room, you just have to go.
Yeah. Actually,
and I'm good at it. And then people look at me. It's awesome.
If you're in a theater and you don't like the people sitting next to you.
Yeah, cough. It's better than farting. It really is at this point.
It's hard to fart because you have to come up with a good one in order to clear
it's
the room. But a little cough, anybody a little
cough.
Can do that.
This is perfect
anybody
for me. I was standing in a restaurant counter the other day, and I had a real tickle. It was in a legit
one.
I drank something, and and these people started looking at me. It was like so surreal. I'm like, listen, I just drank something. I'm thinking, but they don't know. I'm like, good, think I'm sick. You'll just stay away from me.
Yeah. Or you can just mutter the words after you cough. I can't wait for the test results to come back. You could do that.
Or just wear the face mask.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to be shaking people's hands anymore.
Oh, right. You're going to do the bowing?
Actually, this whole thing really plays into my hands in a way.
This is perfect for you.
Because I don't...
You're a germaphobe and you hate people. It's absolutely perfect, Ron.
Hello. Come to me. Come to me, baby.
You've been waiting for this virus your whole life. Finally, it comes to the U.S.
Now you all have to do my bidding.
That's right.
Yeah, no. I love the bow. I think the bow is fantastic. It's a little subservient, but there's no touching involved.
There's none.
And it's nice. It's just nice.
Just don't even put your hand out. If someone does, just say...
I don't.
Are you sick?
A lot of people are doing the elbow bump now.
Oh.
But I don't know if it's transmissible through that little knob in your arm or not. So I don't know.
Well, it's not a hoax anyway. I'm tired of these Trump people thinking it's just a flu.
Trump thinks that as soon as the weather gets a little bit warmer, then the virus will just magically go away. I mean, it's true that in the South, you don't get that kind of stuff as much.
Perhaps.
So far, it has not spread to the South at all.
Okay.
But it's in a lot of
countries. It's because when you're cold, you shiver and your body is trying to protect itself and stay warm and you're weakening your immune.
No,
you're in a weakened state if you're cold.
Viruses don't like cold. They give you a cold, but the viruses don't spread well in...
But you just said it's not in the South where it's warm.
Correct, because they don't... I'm sorry, I got it backwards. They don't
like
the
warm.
Heat. They don't like the
warmth.
They
like the cold.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Correct.
All right.
That's why you don't have these flu outbreaks in the middle of the summer. They were only in the winter. And why is China, why are these things starting over there all the time?
Wuhan.
Are they just having sex with animals all the time? What's going on? Why does it, they always start there?
Well, there's a billion people there, aren't there? How many billions?
Yeah, there's
several
few.
Billion
yeah,
people. So
a lot of trafficking.
Yeah. So that's, you know, it's
so
probably
why?
Odds. It's got to do with
why?
Odds. Maybe it's odds.
It's why?
The odds.
Come on.
It's the odds.
It's got to be something.
It's not Iceland. There's no one lives in Iceland.
There's got to be something going on over there in China. There's got to be something going on.
They're making everything. They have children making socks. I don't know. It's screwed up.
Yeah.
It's communism.
Well, if they're going to make something, might as well be socks.
And phones.
Socks and phones. Unbelievable.
It's like Fox and Socks. It's a Dr. Seuss book.
A terrible
I don't know.
Thing. It's a terrible thing. All right.
Oh, but Christmas now. Have you seen still Christmas lights up? It's March, everyone, right? Can we all agree it's March?
I've seen them up, but I haven't seen them lit as much.
I saw a lit Christmas tree in February,
out,
at the end of February in Boston, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what? Mm. When I put this on my social media, I got a little feedback.
Mm.
And the one thing I never thought of, you and I can never talk about this again. We can't talk about Christmas late.
Right, what is it?
You know what?
What?
Deployed troops coming back. They're leaving things lit for them when they get back so they didn't miss Christmas. Blew my mind. I feel so guilty now for even bringing it up.
What a stupid excuse.
It's what if it's legitimate?
It's not. It can't be legitimate.
It can.
It's ridiculous.
It's not.
It's ridiculous.
No, I feel so bad now for even talking about
no,
this.
No, no, no.
Okay.
If you have somebody that's come back from the military, you bring it, then decorate inside your house. Keep
it
the
was
tree
inside.
Up in the house.
It was inside.
Well, how did you get into these people's
no,
houses?
No, no, no.
What, are you just going into houses to see if they have decorations up?
No,
I thought
no,
you
no,
meant
no,
an
no,
outside
no.
Christmas tree.
No. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I mean, because that would be stupid.
I feel like Kevin Kline and Fishkill
yeah.
Wanda.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Why don't you take your lights down from outside? No, just in case a veteran comes by.
No, I totally misexplained
okay.
that.
You did.
No, as we were going by on a bus,
yes.
I was on a bus.
Yeah.
I look out the window and it was at night. So you could see
inside someone's house
a Christmas tree on a third floor lit.
Wow, you got.
And I
very observant.
I'm wicked.
Who else?
Wicked observant.
Who else
you know
see
that
a Christmas tree in somebody's living room on the third floor of an apartment building in a moving bus.
I have perspicacity.
Holy
that's
crap,
a, that's a
man.
Thing. Look it up.
That's scary, actually.
I know. Well, part
and
of the
that
Oracle
just
thing.
Tells you, everybody. If you live on the third floor of an apartment, keep your pants on. You never know who's looking through the window. It could be Tori.
Those curtains were very, very see through.
Well, there were curtains up.
They were see through.
There were curtains up.
But they were the see-through
kind.
Nothing
stops you. That's funny.
Well,
okay.
The whole point is it
thank
has.
Thank God you brought it up.
It has to be right. Troops coming back, and they're trying to preserve the damn Christmas thing.
All right.
I can't rag on these people anymore. It's over. It's ended.
Well, I think it's still raggable.
It's ended.
It's raggable.
If they're outside, it's raggable.
Yeah.
But inside, all bets are off.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously.
But I will see inside your house, so be careful.
Put a second set of curtains up or something.
The kind you can't see through.
Sure,
unless they were proud of it.
Blinds.
They were proud of this. It only had those white lights on it.
Know,
in all fairness, it only had white lights. It didn't have the colored lights. It was all white lights.
Okay.
So it could be like year-round. They use those white lights everywhere.
Some people do that. You know, go into restaurants and you'll see trees with white lights on it.
Yeah.
Whatever I said.
Yeah.
But that's not Christmas decoration.
Right.
That's just lighting up a
but this was a complete
Christmas tree. Okay.
It wasn't just lights on windows. It was a tree with this white light.
Fine.
I drew my own conclusions.
I wonder when they're going to open
Clearly
the gifts.
Clearly I was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, it was it was probably deployed then.
Probably. I don't know what generation you're from. But
I'm a boomer, I think. Okay, boomer. Is that offensive? I'm not offended.
I think you were on the edge of the boomer.
I'm
thing.
The edge.
You're on your edge.
You're a true boomer.
I'm a trooper.
You're a trooper. You're a troomer. Troomer.
I'm a troomer.
You're a troomer. It's not a troomer.
People my age when I was younger were into love and peace.
Right.
Don't make war. Make love and peace.
It's still coming around again. It's coming back. There's little Bernie people that are like that.
But I'm wondering... Because I'm a love and peace kind of guy, though I can't stand anybody.
No.
But I'm a love and peace person. I wonder what happened to all these love and peace, this entire generation who turned out to be these hard assholes.
They're rebelling. They're the children of the love and peace people, right?
No, they were the love and peace people.
They
and
were
when,
the
and when
hermits
they got
then.
Older, and now they're seniors.
Now they get off my lawn?
They're not love and peace.
Right.
They're a hardline... political people.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering
the
like,
world
what
wore on
to you?
Them. The
what
world wore on them. They were young and naive back then and doing drugs.
Man.
Now it's a hard, cold dose of reality.
It's just amazing the difference between growing up and then being from that generation and seeing how different it was. And it's the same people. It's still Bob. It's still Bob.
It is. You know what else is different?
No.
Do you ever think?
But I know that I'm not an oracle.
Yeah. Well, this is just when you go on vacation, you go somewhere, and the day you leave, tell me you don't feel different. There's a different feeling in the air. There's a different everything. You're a little down, aren't you? There's something different.
When I leave?
Yeah.
When I go to another place?
No. When you're coming back?
Oh no! I'm very happy to come back.
Oh, okay. That takes care
I'm
of that.
I'm down when I'm away.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not me at all.
Oh.
Well, I'm opposite. I like getting the hell out of here.
No, I.
You just like you're a homebody. You want to be here.
I'm definitely a homebody.
No, I want to get the hell out.
No.
Stay out.
You
and
know
then
why?
I come back,
because,
it's like
because I'm familiar with what I got going.
I'm familiar
here.
Too.
When
but,
I get to other states and other people, it's like, well, I got to start all over again. I don't need.
Aren't you happy to just be some change of scenery?
No.
Really?
No, change of scenery.
Yeah.
You can go to a theater or go to a play. They change the scenery after the intermission.
Yeah, for that's one way to do it, I guess.
You don't know what you got, Tori, because you're walking into strange territory and it's not yours, it's theirs.
But it's new and it's like a journey. Yeah, it's an adventure.
It's their thing.
Yeah.
I'm a stranger in their land, you see. And then I have to learn from the beginning what's accepted in your strange land.
Oh yeah.
You know? It's like Gulliver's Travels.
Well, okay, I get that, but I guess I'm visiting relatives, so it's different.
Oh, it's different. Well, that's also the same for me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. All right, let me put it a different way. These are my kids.
Oh, sorry, Tori.
So I have the upper hand.
No, it's not. It's
John
not,
Doe has the upper hand.
It's not Cousin Larry or anything.
Oh no, then I could see what you mean.
Oh, your kids. Oh my God, that's different.
Okay.
Okay.
You
sure.
get the run of the house.
Yes.
It's different.
Well, they respect you because you're the mom.
Right, okay.
So that's
well, you're right. Any other relatives, I'm a little standoffish and apprehensive. You're right, okay.
You're right.
But if it's a hotel, all bets are off again. It's great.
I suppose.
And then the room. Well, it's my room.
That's true.
Leave the bathroom door open, doing it.
As long as you stay in a hotel room.
Well, no. You get out. You don't want to stay there.
Do you know where
home
is?
That's your base.
And I've said this before. You know what home is? It's a place where you close the door and you can take your pants off.
Yeah, I know.
And you're all about the pants.
I understand.
I am about the pants because that is a barometer of your comfort and control level.
Okay.
When you're in your hotel room, you can take your pants off.
Yeah, but it's cold. Why do you got to take your pants off all the time? It's wintertime.
They don't have a thing on the wall?
No. I mean, in your own home. Right. What is this about the pantless thing? Why? It's still kind of cool. Why don't you have lounge pants? Why do you have to have no pants?
Still kind of cool.
I don't know. I'm too cold. I'm wearing pants year round.
No,
they can be lounge pants.
I don't wear pants.
I mean, shorts, obviously, if I go out in the summer.
Yeah.
But pants.
Right.
It's not a no pants zone in my house.
Why not?
Because it's cold. I just said that. It's freezing sometimes.
Turn the heat up.
Even then.
You're supposed to keep it
the same
temperature
all year
round. I
want to have pants on. I'm just a thing. If I was the last person in the world and the only person in existence, I would still wear clothes. I'm hardwired that way.
If I were the last person on Earth, I would not own pants.
No.
There'd be no reason for them.
I know, but I can't do that. Oh, I'm a pants. Right. I want to wear clothes, man.
I do, but not on my legs.
I don't know.
Something freeing about
you shouldn't live up north then.
Open.
It's too cold up here. You need to be living in Guam and voting for Joe Biden. Who would he vote? No, Bloomberg. Guam.
American Samoa.
American Samoa. Yeah. There's a different Samoa?
Yeah.
There's lots of Samoas?
I can assume.
Oh,
otherwise,
wow.
We tag it.
Exactly.
Back.
French Guyana. Is there a Russian Guyana? I don't know.
Guyana.
You tell me.
French Guyana.
That was Pepillon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen
there probably
Queen.
Is. There probably is a different Guyana. Well, there's a Greater and Lesser Antilles, so.
There are. Boyfriend loves that joke when you do that. He's listening.
It's part of my old routine.
Yes, boyfriend. He loves to do the lesser Antilles. Yeah.
I'll do it for him someday.
Okay.
It only lasts like 3 minutes.
Right.
You
that
do
long?
The upper, you know, you do the lesser, the greater. Why would you live in the lesser if you live in the greater?
But he agrees with you.
Yeah.
He said it makes sense to him. Why call it the lesser Antilles?
Bother. Yeah. I mean, it's an insult.
He's one of your people, though.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
His birthday's like not far from yours. It's a zodiac.
It has nothing to do with it.
I know.
I don't believe in that stuff, by the way. I really don't.
We've talked about that. You don't believe.
Talk about it again because I don't believe in it.
Even though you clearly exhibit all the signs and characteristics.
Clearly.
Can I call you Ronnie? You don't like that, do you?
When I was younger, I actually spelled it that way.
Okay.
It was R-O-N-Y.
Okay.
And
ooh, that's like Rony.
Yeah. But they called me Ronnie, but it was R-O-N-Y because I wanted to be... because
you wanted to be different.
It was a peace and love hippie generation.
Oh, okay.
And that's what you did with your name. And the girls called me Ronnie.
Now, how do you feel about it now? You don't like it?
No. I like it if the person is very familiar with me.
Oh, okay.
We had to have sex at one point.
All right. Yeah. Now, I have a name that's a variation of my name that I don't like.
What is that?
Vic.
Yeah, I don't like Vic. You know why I don't like Vic? Because that could be a guy's name.
I think it's way too short. It's laziness.
It's too familiar.
That too, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
People are calling me Vic.
Yeah. When did this happen?
Forever.
Do you correct them?
No. Well, let me rephrase that.
You said that so easily. Why not?
Well, because some of them are people I like. I don't want to upset them. But if someone...
I'm sorry, I don't know you now.
Listen.
Did you just say I don't want to upset them? Who are you?
Boyfriend's laughing his ass off right now.
No,
let me just tell you.
Man. I know
he knows me so well.
I don't know who stepped off that plane. but it ain't you.
All right, let me back up. Back up. Okay, beep, okay. Beep, beep. Okay. If someone should ask me, and it, believe me, it happens,
yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you be like Vicky? Do you like Vic? Mm-hmm. Do you, and I always say Victoria. Uh-huh. I don't sing it, but I say
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh.
That should clear it up. Right. I know it's four syllables,
right?
But you know, give me the extra effort. Vic is like way too short.
I agree with you.
Even Vicky, I'm sort of on the fence with.
Mm.
But I really just don't.
They're
I just this Tori. I say Tori. If you got to shorten it, say Tori. And they're like, oh, okay. That's and they like that one.
I like that one because it's different.
It's different.
Yeah, you have a lot of options.
I don't
to your
like
name.
Having a lot of options. Yeah. I want to be. It's a name that you can't change. It's only one name, and I could never get that.
Well, Ron like is Aaron. Pretty close to that.
No, Ron is Ronnie Ronald. Aaron. What about Aaron? There's a name.
Irony?
No, just Aaron.
Irony?
No.
Aaron. Yeah, I can't
do
say
it. Error? Error? Maybe people say error.
Error. There's going to be a way to shorten everything.
Not Paul. I thought about that one.
Puh.
No, no.
No, you're right. You can't shorten
Paul.
Can't
shorten that one. Perfect name.
Palsy? No, that's kind of not
Paulie,
right.
Paulie. That's Paulie. You're extending it. You're not shortening.
Yeah, that's a bird's name.
Doesn't count.
No. Paulie Shore.
Shut up.
Paul Shore.
Shut up. I said there's no extending it. You didn't want to upset someone who got off that plane. That doesn't sound like Tori.
I don't recall the accent like that, but okay.
You sound exactly like that. Play this back, and you'll hear your voice.
I think in your head you hear things differently.
I think things differently. Yeah. Everything's different. Yeah. It's good to be me.
Did you ever hear the phrase, people are people everywhere, people are the same everywhere, we're really all the same.
Yeah.
We're really all human. It's not true.
Okay. Why?
It's not true.
You've been thinking about this clearly.
Well, obviously. And I think you pretty much enunciated on your trip there. No, people are not the same. People are not all human. People
it's tribal.
Are extremely
it's
different.
It's tribal.
It is very tribal.
Yes.
This is what they tell you in church. We're all human. We're all human. We're all the same.
That's bottom line in it. That's very bottom line. I agree with that.
More of a bottom line than that.
It's a human, with a human race.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one race, the human race. I get that.
Yeah.
But there's sectors, there's tribes, there's
there are tribes,
cultures.
We are.
Is that what the right word?
No, you're right. We're a tribal society. We always have been and always will be, especially in the Mideast. Oh, my God. How much more tribal can you be?
They don't even drink over there. They don't even know what's going on. You got to drink. Number one, there's no drinking there. It's all against Allah and God and everybody.
You know, what do you do when you want to get along with somebody and meet them halfway?
Yeah, have a beer. Even Obama was doing that in the White House.
Yeah, I don't even like beer, but I guess it's
I used
the
to drink it. Now
drink.
It's gives gassy. Me gas. It gets a little gassy. Yeah. I drink. Go right to the vodka.
I
can't go wrong. Tequila or vodka.
Yeah, I agree.
Case
with
closed.
You. All right. Well, we got that going.
Yeah. Do you ever remember? Do you remember King's Castle Inn? Let me just get that out there real fast. Someone brought that up to me.
Well,
I was never
people.
There.
Let me explain this for people who don't know in the area.
It's in many areas, though, these things.
Are they?
Well, these places of little amusement parks.
Oh, you're talking about little kids, little kiddie places.
Kiddie places. They're all over the country, and they've had them years ago, and they closed
them. Yeah, they're closed.
Now there's just Chuck E. Cheese, whatever.
You know,
but back then, they had lots of different ones.
Because the amusement parks started taking over as conglomerates.
Right.
And yes, that's what happened.
And there was one in the New England called King's Castle.
Yeah, correct.
And there was like a king
and
a castle, I guess. Correct. I was never there.
No, there was a guy dressed up like
did
a
you go
king.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, because you were nearby, so you probably took your family.
Well, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I couldn't fit on any of the rides.
Sure, you could. How could
you? Why I liked the Tories? Because I didn't have to do a damn thing.
Is that lazy streak again?
It is.
Okay.
I could sit on the little bench that
they had. Sit on the bench.
While the kids were occupied running around and having a good time, it was my time to sit on a bench and just go,
It's the same with like an Edenville Railroad.
Yeah.
You just sit there.
Very safe area.
Again, this could be national. There's all these places around the country we're talking about that have these. You know what we mean.
Yes.
They have just, you know, for kids.
Yeah.
And a little tiny amusement park.
Wonderful.
It's not Disney, but it's like a little small Disney.
We miss the small-time mom-and-pop kind of places.
Yeah.
The little neighborhood things.
They did the best they could.
They're all gone.
They're gone.
Now everything's franchised.
It's franchised,
used to have a little soda shop, and in every single town there was a little soda fountain.
Yep.
A place where you bought stuff, and the kids would get the bubble gum and stuff.
In the South, they still have that stuff.
Do they?
When I was down there.
Oh, I missed that.
It's
now you
the
go to a 7-Eleven.
Mm, they have that too. I mean, Circle K's
well,
and whatnot.
Sure, of
but
course.
They also have these things down south. They have a little ice cream shop. I was surprised. I'm like, look at this
we
place.
We don't have them up here much anymore.
Yeah. Well, maybe
not
we should
really.
All be. Maybe the South has it going on in some way.
Mm.
They're still very backwards.
I guess I miss that little
they're
neighborhood
retro.
Feel.
They want to live in the.
I mean, I
turn
I like walking to a little. little downtown street, and they have the mom and pop shops, you know, the shoe cobbler. And
well, I don't need a cobbler.
I know, nobody would go into it.
I mean, I'd like a cobbler, but I don't need a cobbler. It's fine.
Well, people just throw their shoes out and they get new shoes, right? They don't get the shoes fixed
anymore.
Well,
no, my mom does, because she has like $500 shoes from the 70s that she still fits, and she keeps getting them fixed. Because they're Garagamo, something, some Italian name. I don't know what it is.
Origami?
No, it's like a... Origami it's would a, be it's the an shoe.
It's origami an, is the paper.
It is that. Okay. It's something like that. It ends in an O.
I got you.
If your last name ends in a vowel,
yeah,
you're not American.
Yeah.
Let me just say that right now.
But how about the blacksmith? I mean, you know, with the anvil.
Yeah, it ends in an H.
Yeah. Still. You know, and that was fun. There used to be a record store where I grew up, and that's when they had records. Remember record? Kids don't know what I'm talking about.
No, they came back.
The vinyl.
The vinyl came back. People have phonographs. They sell them at Best Buy. It's a whole thing again. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. It's a stupid thing.
Yeah. There's digital music now. Yeah. Nobody cares anymore. It's too easy to get digital music and to play it. It's so easy.
Nobody. These are just for the vintage people who never got beyond it.
They want to be hipsters now. Yeah. They're all hipsters.
It's too much equipment involved.
It is.
Nothing sounds go through a needle. Stop it.
Let them do it in their own house. Yeah. The privacy of their own home. Yeah. You do what you want.
I just found it amazing that they went from vinyl records, which didn't sound so bad with the stereo separation and everything.
Yeah.
And then they went to 8-tracks and cassettes, and it's like, what, are you going downhill? Which way are we going?
I know, that's right.
Where are we going with that? Are we going for the wobbly effect? What are we doing here?
What about the CD? That was good. I thought
CDs
we'd never get past
fine.
The CD.
CDs are fine.
And we did. I never thought we'd never evolve past a CD and a DVD. I thought those were great.
I think we're still in them.
Everything's
somewhat.
Digital. I'm sorry, my friend. I know. That ship has sailed.
I know.
You know.
Sad. It's a sad life.
There's one more thing.
Sure.
This is my pet peeve. Remember how we used to do a pet peeve on my show, my old show?
Yeah, your old show.
All right. Well, this is my latest pet peeve. You go to a grocery store, and someone in line in front of you, they get their change.
Yes.
And they sit there with their billfold, and they hold up the line while they put all their little money and coins away.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I do? I don't want to be that guy, so you know what I'm doing?
What do you do?
I'm grabbing the money, and I'm running. I have the wallet in my hand. I'm getting out of the way, and I sort it elsewhere.
Yeah. It's not even your wallet.
I have a wallet.
Well, oh, okay. I thought you just grabbed the lady's wallet and ran with it.
Oh, no.
Well,
I
misunderstood
you.
Because that would get her out of the way.
I see what you mean.
I just bump them
gently. I'm nasty,
but
I'm not that nasty.
I bump them with the card a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
By mistake, always.
Ron, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
No, I just want to get my stuff and get out of the way.
I know.
And I'm fumbling now. See, I'm the fumbler. Yeah, but I'm not going to stand there and be like, let me put on my money away.
See, all people are not all the same. Because
there you go, clearly.
Someone who is observant with what's going on around them would realize there's people behind me.
You're annoying them.
Correct.
I don't want to be the annoyer.
You're finished. Get out of the way and let the next person come up into the spot.
I'm the annoyee.
The spot is to stand in front of the little thing where you put your card in if you're doing the cards. That's your spot. That's the next person's spot.
Now get out.
Don't block it. Get out of here.
Exactly. GTFO.
You're going to get a cart bump.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
I don't even usually have a cart.
A lot of things can happen by mistake, Tori. A lot of things can happen by mistake.
Mistake, air quotes.
You know, there are some, I read about this in New York City, in Manhattan, as we sit here right now. If you go into a food store and buy groceries, they don't have plastic bags anymore. They've been outlawed in Manhattan.
And Aldi's, they don't even give you a bag. You got to bring your own.
Correct.
Go on.
You don't always know that you're going to stop off and buy some food.
It could be a spur of the moment.
Yes.
Oh.
So when they charge them $1 for a paper bag, a disposable
paper
bag.
And these snooty Manhattanites are paying it.
They are.
Good for them.
They have no choice.
They got no money. And they got all this money. Yeah. Don't know what to do with it.
$1 for a paper bag.
They think they're a big shot now with their paper bag.
Why can't the paper bag
showing off? Before it was Gucci. Now it's a paper bag they're going to show off with.
Paper bags used to be free, Tori.
Yeah. Now it's a symbol.
It's $1.
It's a symbol of affluence.
Yeah.
I have my paper. I paid $1 for this, you loser.
Mm-mm. No, I don't think it makes people look very good walking around.
I think it does.
No, because they know that they threw $1 away.
No, they have the extra dollar.
Wow.
We think they're rich now.
Well, is it status to have the name of the supermarket on the bag?
They're privileged. They have $1 to throw it away.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, see, I can understand if you're driving and you're in suburbs, you always have a couple of bags in your car just in case you want to go shopping.
I don't even have a car. I used to do that when I had a car.
But in New York City.
Oh, New York. No one has a car. You take cabs.
Yeah, you don't carry a shopping bag with you just in case you may want to pick up a grapefruit.
Well, you don't even need a bag for a grapefruit, do you? How can't stupid, you put it in your purse?
How stupid do you look on the subway holding a grapefruit?
Very stupid. But that bag, that dollar bag, is what you want to show off. I'm telling you, I'm right. I'm right about this. People get that dollar bag, and they're like, look at me.
No. I don't look think that's a status me. Symbol anymore.
It is now. It's a new one. Mm. I never thought of it. But yeah. Now that you mention it,
yeah.
Forget Michael Cole. Is that his name?
Who are we talking about?
Kenneth Cole. Michael.
Oh, Kenneth Cole.
What's the other designer?
Michael Kors?
Yeah. How do you know that, though?
I like beer. I don't like beer, actually.
It's spelled differently.
Well, I know some people because that's from my generation.
Yeah, okay.
You
see. You're hoity-toity a little bit.
I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. I think you do. Yeah. You don't dress like you do, but clearly you know who Michael Kors is. I'm very sort of impressed.
Sorry, it was radio. I had put this over on them for decades. You just ruined the whole thing.
I'm so sorry. And thanks for wearing the pants today.
You're welcome. Yeah. Welcome for a change. Oh my.
Sound effects now.
Wow. What, did you get any sleep when
Am
you
got
off
the plane?
Am I
still that nice person that got off the plane? It's that early? Forget about it.
I know.
We got another what 5 minutes. What are we doing?
What the hell are we doing
What do you
here?
Got there, Ronnie?
Let's see what we got here. Oh, man. Oh, the robocall thing. Tori, I'm about
back with
to,
the robos.
Yeah, it's not stopping. It's getting
worse.
Yeah,
did you get the blocker?
I got the blocker.
You're blocking the calls.
You
What's
actually,
the problem?
You had suggested to me to get the big red button.
Yep, so we have.
Which used to be with Staples.
We have it. We use it.
I use it. That's fine.
The phone rings all day, no matter what, though. And what's your story?
Well, there isn't any story involved. It's just that sometimes, see, here's the thing. Sometimes stores are using robocalls to tell you that your prescription is ready.
Yeah, but I get a
like
text.
That.
I don't get the call anymore. You can set the settings so you don't get any more ringing. I just want a text. And if they don't text me, then I get mad and I call them up and I say, where's my text?
I don't know.
So they can't
mess with me. They need to stop bothering me. And I found, you know, this do not call list.
Right.
Stupid.
I know.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you do report it and you're able even, and if you report someone who has done the call
to
you.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
Well, that's the end result. But they want to know the phone number, the name of the company.
Right. Well, they got to do some pretend research.
I know. But you're right. They don't do anything.
I got an idea. You know what we should do? Someone you don't like, put their number into the do not call. And then they'll bother them.
I thought of a million ways to do this. Then I went online, did some research. The best thing to do is just don't answer the phone because as soon as you do,
I don't answer
they
it.
Know that it's a live,
active situation.
Of course.
They clearly don't answer it. That's why I just press that button and then they can't get through on that number.
But you really, you get the urge to fool with them or to tell them off.
No.
But you don't.
Not anymore. Yeah. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too busy napping.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Nap. Oh, by the way, there was a Nova show, Nap, about sleep. Did you watch it on PBS?
No.
We can get this nationwide.
You can tell me what happened.
Yeah. Well, what happened was they've done sleep.
Well.
I'm drawing it out. Yeah. Well, actually, naps are good for you because your brain starts, it's like got a cache folder in it. It starts using like temporary files. It starts remembering and holding all this stuff that you don't really need to know. So when you sleep, it sort of purges it out and then gives room. Yeah. Watch this Nova thing about sleep. It was awesome.
I don't have to click on anything.
Isn't that great? You need naps. And I take them. And that's why I can probably have my memory is very good. But people with bad memories don't sleep good at night. They're all kinds of screwed up and their memory is going to suffer. They fall asleep during when they're driving. They have little nano sleeps.
Problem is, if you take a nap, you don't always get up right away.
Yeah, you got to take like power naps. 15 minutes.
What do you got? You got to wake yourself up?
Put an alarm on your phone. Suppose, come on, people. Do I have to think of everything? Kinda. Put an alarm on your phone. Put it next to your head. Get those brain cancer cells going. Keep that cell phone right by your brain.
I didn't know the naps were that good. And a lot of people, of course, in today's society, they work 9 to 5. They can't nap.
Google. You
Google
go to
what?
Google. Work
Google
for Google.
What?
No, I mean... Work for, I mean, work for Google.
Yeah.
They, you know what that company's like? It's like heaven. Do some research. They let you bring pets. They have a cafeteria. They give you a car to drive. They probably let you take naps. I think there's a nap room. There's a gym.
It could be.
Definitely a nap room.
How does that
Because
solve?
It's productivity. They want the people to be productive.
So,
they let them take 15-minute naps.
But that's not a resolve. So then you're telling everybody in the human race, work for Google.
Work for Google. I know that's obviously, you can't do that. But there's got to be other companies. Google does not have the market on that.
Mm-hmm.
Other companies, if
there's
you can get the job,
a couple.
Why don't we just do that? Why don't we just have a better, a more productive society that allows people to do things that are better for everybody, including their company? I don't know. It seems like everybody's too greedy. They just want money, money, money. And it's wrong. It's bad. It's bad news. I've always stood by that. Greed is bad.
You know who has the worst job are people that work at sleep labs, oddly enough.
Why?
Because they're up all night. monitoring the people that are sleeping.
Yeah. Well, they probably have just those, what do you call, graveyard hours?
I suppose they do.
They sleep during the day.
That's hard.
It is.
It's hard to do. There's a lot of noises going on. I guess if you're a sleep lab technician, you can say, well, at least I don't snore. Because that's all they're dealing with are snoring people, right?
Well,
yeah.
Partially, definitely the sleep apnea.
Yeah.
They want to know why they're waking up and not sleeping and stop breathing and not dreaming.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Why don't you stay up all night and find out? You know, that's what they say to these sleep lab people.
Paid good money, probably. They're not doing it for laughs.
How much money can you get overnight?
I don't know.
I
need a degree for something first. I don't want that job.
Yeah. I don't want to stay up all night.
I'm not doing that.
No, forget it.
There's lots of jobs I don't want.
Never mind.
Some I do, but there's more I don't.
There's every job that I don't want.
Really?
Yeah. Why would I want to work?
Well, I mean, you're working now in some regard.
Yeah. Oh, am I sweating?
You're not busting rocks. I love to say that. We're not busting rocks over here. But
all right.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to this area.
To Tuesday.
Yeah,
yay.
Tuesdays
I like
now,
the Tuesday.
Man. You've turned Tuesday into a thing.
Tory Tuesday. It was Tory Tuesday years ago, and it's come back. Remember? We had that thing.
You know, at least it rhymes now.
It used to be the radio, when we did the radio. Mm-hmm. It was live. We were live, folks. Tory Tuesday.
Tory Tuesday, yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's back again.
It's back again.
And she'll be back
like
again.
Like a bad penny. or bad rash, either way.
The rash I can... The penny, no. The rash, I understand.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, so does Buffin.
You got that one.
Yeah, he's on your side.
All right, have yourselves a wonderful day. Troy will be back next Tuesday. Until then, we wish you peace.